Get ready to be mesmerized. Get ready to be entertained. Get ready to be informed. And most of all, get ready to listen. The latest sports news, great interviews, and the best coverage from around the nation's capital. It's Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the district, right now on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio. Here's your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson.
The show is brought to you by Doc Sports Services. Welcome to another exciting edition of your favorite sports radio show and podcast, Listen In with KNN, presented by Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM and 1340 AM, with me, your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson. On today's show, I have something very special for you as I welcome in Battle Arts Academy CEO and founder, as well as Sportsnet analyst, that's right, a man with many titles, Anthony Corelli. And what that means is time to sit back, relax, and get ready to listen in and follow along with the conversation, as always, on social media with us using hashtag Listen In with KNN. Welcome back to Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the district and beyond, presented by Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM and 1340 AM. It's now time to welcome in today's special guest, the man of the hour, Mr. Anthony Corelli. Anthony, how are you?
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited, and we have so many guests that we're so excited about having you on. So before we get into Q&A, Anthony, tell us the latest about what's been happening in your world.
Oh, my God. So much stuff.
Yeah.
So when you're with the WWE, it takes up so much, like, so much of your life that when you're post-WWE, you can do so many different things with that time. So, for example, I work on Sportsnet. We have a little show we do every Tuesday. I have a show on Twitch through Impact that we do every Wednesday. And then I'm coaching judo Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I'm coaching professional wrestling Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays. Gosh, I have a newborn baby at home, 1 month old.
That's, oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So my daughter is 23 years old, and I have no children in between, so it's crazy, man. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Getting back used to it, right? Having a little one in the house.
Yeah. It's like the first time, literally, all over again. I don't remember anything.
Oh, my gosh. And I thought me and my sister had a big age gap. I have a 9-year age gap with my sister. So I kind of understand a little bit.
Yeah. As far as age gaps go, I haven't really come across one yet that's kind of greater than 23.
I know. I think you win the trophy for that
one. Yeah, most people would have had two or three other kids in between there, you know.
Well, it's okay. You're starting a new trend. Nothing wrong with that. But congratulations once again. I hope the little one is doing fine. And that's why we're so excited to have you on. I know you're a busy man, so let's get into it. So first, Anthony, I mean, can you talk about just the positive impact and the philanthropic success of the Battle Arts Academy, which it's had on the community throughout Ontario and beyond?
Yeah, so, you know, I knew my neck was, you know, the clock was ticking, so to speak. So I wanted to have something established for when I kind of retired from wrestling, just to have a business going so I can then go do, you know, all these other projects that I wanted to do. So the plan kind of worked out pretty good. But, yeah, so when I was in Japan, the professional wrestlers trained with MMA athletes together, and one could potentially do the other, you know, if need be. And I just love the way they looked at it, like professional sports. I mean, there's independent circuits and stuff like that, and a lot of guys do it for fun and they're fans, but there they really looked at it like, no, we have to really outperform everybody because we are professional wrestlers, and they trained like crazy. And I just loved it. So I put together a dojo that was kind of my dream facility, where we do MMA, we do Olympic sports, boxing, wrestling, and judo. And then we do, of course, we have a whole strength and conditioning side that I wanted to, I just didn't want my athletes to have to go somewhere else to get their weightlifting in or their cardio and that kind of stuff.
Right.
I wanted everything under one roof. And my passion is really the kids classes. I coach kids. It's just so awesome to see them improving and just learning about themselves and becoming more confident. Yeah, the kids, and then they grow up to be outstanding athletes, and it's pretty cool. It's a long journey. I was an athlete mm-hmm. myself. I started judo at 9 years old, and I did it, you know, right through university. So I know how important it is.
Right, for sure. I mean, I can just hear your passion and excitement, and it's so exciting to see the great things that you are doing up north. And just saying with that, I mean, the critically acclaimed, let people hear this, 13,000 square foot Battle Arts Academy. It was founded alongside Inside Fitness Magazine's Tony Frendo. Were there any initial challenges or setbacks prior to the Battle Arts Academy opening its doors?
Oh, gosh. I didn't realize, because our occupancy, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, everything has to be done with engineers and architects, and you have to go to the city for building permits, and especially because our building was like a new build, so the building was there, but it was all empty. The whole building was empty, like a giant warehouse. So we had
wow.
to really build, you know, the locker rooms and the kitchens and the flooring and everything. So there's a lot of permits and just a lot of money that really goes towards, you know, engineering and stuff like that. So we have
right.
a couple of issues, but because of when we do live events there, we have over 300 people in attendance. So we had to put in fire alarms and that kind of stuff. And that's really expensive stuff to do.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And I don't think people realize that, but like you said, I mean, building a facility, it takes a lot of time, effort, money, everything. I mean, it all adds up, but obviously you saw it through and now you're excited to have this, but I mean, you putting in that legwork, I think, is why it's so successful. And just staying on the people that you've kind of worked with, popular celebrity fitness model and revered personal trainer Nichelle Loss has appeared in mainstream television commercials for Nike as well as previously as a special guest here, right here on Listening with KNN. And with that being said, I mean, can you talk about Nichelle as well as some of the other reputable professional athletes, let's say, and fitness industry personalities, Anthony, that you have just had the privilege of training at Battle Arts Academy?
Yeah, Nichelle, I didn't know you had Nichelle, so that's awesome. Nichelle,
yes.
She's like
she's
a super achiever. She has four boys, and they had big, so I take pride in the fact that I kind of inspired them a little bit to open their own facility. Her and her
yes.
husband, Dave, which I went to high school with, and
wow.
they really liked what we were doing, and they didn't quite duplicate it. They have their own twist, right? It's a fitness facility, and Nichelle really helps a lot of people with body transformations, and you know, a lot of women after they have children, because she's had four kids and she's like ripped,
mm-hmm.
so she really helps.
She's fitness gold for sure.
Yes. Yeah, she's awesome. Her
wow,
and my
amazing.
Wife are friends.
Oh, small world. So you're really close with that family.
Yeah, my wife is also a former champion figure competitor and stuff.
Yeah. Very amazing. Very cool. And anybody else that you've trained that we would know of, or any names that we should be on the lookout for that you've trained?
Well, we've been open for 5 years, so all of our kids kind of started, let's say, at 9 or 10, and now they're becoming teenagers. So there's definitely going to be, in the next 5 years, a lot of Olympic athletes coming from our gym. We've had national champions in boxing and in wrestling. And I put together, like, this all-star coaching staff of, you know, like our boxing coach is incredible. Our kickboxing coach
wow.
is, like, three-time world champion. Our wrestling coaches are, like, Olympic athletes and national champions. I was
Jeez.
A national champion in judo, and now we have like the highest BJJ black belt in Canada, Martin Peyrou. So, yeah, we have if I put together a restaurant, I would have had like the best chefs. But because
yes,
it was
for sure.
the gym, I put together the best coaches. So, the proof is in the pudding for sure. It wasn't like super successful from day one. A lot of struggle, mm-hmm. you know. I didn't get paid for many years, and
mm-hmm.
you just have to believe, you know, have faith that it's gonna work. And thank God we didn't quit, because it's awesome now.
Yeah, and just hearing that, I mean, how are you able to put together such a stellar cast of workers under your facility? I mean, how are you able to put all that together? Because that's huge what you just named. That's truly an all-star cast.
Yeah, I would like to believe that, you know, good attracts good. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I opened the gym in the beginning, you know, it was kind it's like, I want to open a business, and it's my business, and it's kind of, and then you open the business, and you realize it's not about you at all. It's about all these kids that are, like, you know, if everyone's life was like a movie, it's not about my movie. It's about, you know, their movies too, and there's just, our movies overlap a lot, but, yeah, it's about them, you know?
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. I'm just saying on all the good that you continue to do in the community. If people don't know this, Battle Arts Academy previously raised over $7,000 for the Empowering Give Kids a Fighting Chance education program, which empowers the lives of 18 youth. Can you talk more about Give Kids a Fighting Chance as well as the other community-related programs which Battle Arts has worked in conjunction with?
We did a program called Grappling with Education, where we took kids from all different areas of the city, and we put on a program called How to Put on a Professional Wrestling Show in 13 Weeks. And
wow.
It was like, so I really put together an actual curriculum like you would have in a class. And it's part drama, and it's part phys ed, and we had classroom sessions, on-mat sessions, and at the end of this, these kids that, you know, most likely would have never been friends outside of this program just collaborated so well together, and they learned so much about themselves. And then the course ends with this production, and the show was like amazing. It was just because it was all friends and family, and it was just, it was awesome. And I really look forward to doing it again.
Yeah, that is so wonderful. I mean, that you were doing so much in the community, and I know everyone is benefiting from it. Just job well done, truly, Anthony. Job well done from everyone here, part of my show. And now just staying around that, I mean, can you touch on some of the popular sporting events which emanate from Battle Arts Academy? And, of course, we have to talk your amazing youth athletes which have caught your eye at the Battle Arts at these very live events.
Yeah, so when I was at OVW, the same arena we practiced in was where we put on our amateur shows. So I kind of, you know, I wanted to recreate that at Battle Arts. So I put in some bleachers and, you know, a wrestling ring and stuff. And it made the gym kind of transformable, and it transforms into the Don Koloff Arena. And we could have, you know, wow, we've had like 600-700 people in there at max. But normally, you know, 250, 300 people. And the byproduct of building this little arena for the wrestlers was that we also have an arena for other sports like boxing and kickboxing, and we've had jiu-jitsu matches. But and also other companies, I didn't really think other companies were going to want to rent my facility for their program, but we have two other companies, one being, you know, Impact Wrestling, another one, Destiny World Wrestling. So they rent my facility, and they put on their own shows there. So it's pretty cool. It was like an unexpected bonus.
Wow. I mean, that sounds like it. So obviously the great work continues. And just hearing you talk about your facility, I have to one day get out there. It just sounds truly amazing. And something you're also passionate about, Anthony, is weight loss programs and kids fitness and combat sports programs, which I think are an inaugural part of Battle Arts Academy's overall appeal and success. So with that being said, however, I want to hear from you. What are some of the most inspirational success stories that you personally have witnessed firsthand with regards to weight loss programs at Battle Arts?
Weight loss, we've had people, you know, trim up and gain confidence. We've also had kids that were probably labeled special needs, but you know, after training and getting stronger and working out and watching themselves improve, like their school teachers have come back to me and said, like, we cannot believe the change in this kid. It's just incredible. And you know, so sometimes some people you may not have friends, you know, you may be shy,
right?
But then you join a class, and these classes, it becomes your social life too. So we've made a lot of friendships as well, especially in professional wrestling, because, again, we have people that probably wouldn't be friends outside of professional wrestling, but they share an interest, and they've now become, you know, good friends and stuff like that. But to see kids, like I saw a kid, and he lost his first match, and he lost, and he lost, and he was just doubting himself, and then he just kept training, and then he tied somebody, you know, and then he finally won a match. And just to see yeah, his own perception of himself change and realize I am a winner, and that kind of stuff. Oh my God, it's that means everything to me. And we are close, you know. We've had a death with one of our students' fathers, and we really rallied together and we support him, and he's our, you know, we're his family as well. And
my brother. That's amazing. Truly amazing. And that story you just described, I mean, that's truly one of those priceless moments, right, that nothing can compare to. And just hearing you talk about that, I mean, it's just huge. And that just shows the impact of the great work you're doing. And we're talking a lot about wrestling. I'm just curious to hear from you a question that just popped off the top of my head. But where do you see the future of professional wrestling just within regards to its fans? Do you think it will grow? Do you think we'll see a shrink? I mean, how are you seeing the future of professional wrestling all across the nation, let's say?
Yeah, so in 2004, you know, MMA was really taking off, and the audience was becoming educated with regards to what real grappling and real fighting looks like. So I kind of knew that the industry, and I had to predict it, and I had to believe in it, was going to go through a change, and there's going to be a lot more realistic fighting styles. And so when I'm training my athletes, I'm not training them for how the industry is now. I'm training them for how the industry is going to be when it's time for them to get a job. And, you know, some people may, you know, they're fans. A lot of students are also fans, so they want to do what they see on TV. And I'm like, I want to prepare you to get a job, you know.
So
I think we're very well seated in terms of preparing athletes. And I give a very holistic education. So, and also be with, you know, cutting promos, and psychology and physical training. And plus, you know, I've had the fortune of sitting around some of the most brilliant minds in professional wrestling for a long time. And I'm just kind of, you know, regurgitating the things I heard from geniuses. You know, I didn't make up everything. I've had really good coaches, namely Jim Rogers specifically is, you know, if I knew 25% of what he does, I could still be a good coach, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and just building on that question, I mean, tell us, what are some of your favorite memories back from wrestling?
My memories are from things that, you know, they're behind the scenes, kind of, you know, long drives and conversations and sitting around Denny's when you got 3 hours to kill and just, you know, hanging out with the boys, you know, and well, actually, I really enjoyed all our European tours. I love Europe, and we would go for like 2 weeks at a time, and we would do shows every night in different cities. So it was like I was getting paid to take a vacation in which I get to perform and be a superstar. It was like a win-win-win. You know what I mean?
Yeah, wonderful to hear. I can just hear you just reminiscing on those great memories. I know sometimes probably even wishing you were back and staying on that. This year, of course, you returned to the squared circle with Impact Wrestling. But, Anthony, I have to ask you, elsewhere, it has been reported that you will be returning to the world of mixed martial arts for your first fight in 14 years. Are you able to confirm whether you have set a tentative date with regards to your next MMA fight? And if so, how has the preparation been this time around?
No, I'm not preparing for an MMA fight.
okay.
I think I called someone out on Twitter, but it was more like a professional wrestling thing. Yeah, no, I'm not going to go in. I have too many injuries. I'm too old, and I don't want to go out there and rattle my brains. But I do appearances from time to time as, you know, wrestling.
Right.
But I always make sure I very safe in there, you know. I had a double cervical fusion in my neck, so I wouldn't be allowed to fight MMA anyway with a double fusion.
But, gotcha.
I can do pro wrestling a little bit here and there, but I'm just I got a little one at home, you know. I gotta be safe.
Right, I completely understand. You have a little, very little one with 1 month old. And Anthony, we appreciate your time. So last but not least, I have to ask you, I mean, what are your chief ambitions and goals for the Battle Arts Academy, not just for 2019, but also in the long term?
Well, my goal from day one was that I wanted to be a developmental territory for the WWE in Canada. You know, that's, you know, I gotta, we're continuing to improve and grow and impress. Every time somebody comes by, you know, the WWE hears about us. And that's really what I'm striving for. I'd like to put on you know, shows. We can go do three, four shows every month and train guys and really, and the ones that, so I mean, some of the names I've played with are NXT North or something to do with the North, you know, and have a Canadian championship belt and provide content for the network, but also guys that rise to the top here could then go down to NXT. And I just had a great time in developmental, and I think it'd be pretty fun to run a developmental program up here. So that's what I want for Battle Arts. Maybe one day we'll expand because we kind of need, I think we kind of need more room already.
Wow, that just tells you how fast and how quickly you're growing, which is an exciting thing, but I know probably a little bit scary at the same time. But have to salute you again for all the great work you're doing. And thanks so much for being a fabulous guest on my show. I can't believe how fast time went.
Yeah, that was fast. Holy smokes.
Anthony, thank you again. We'll definitely have to have you back on one day.
Anytime, absolutely. I had fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Perfect. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Okay, ciao.
Bye. All right, that's a wrap for this edition of Listen In with KNN. I hope you had fun, learned something, and of course, jumped in on the KNN bandwagon. Be sure to listen in each and every week for new shows that drop online at FoxSports1340AM.com and KelseyNicoleNelson.com. If that's not enough, the show is available for download on iTunes and Google Play. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Your feedback and support truly do matter. Until next week, when I welcome in, you know what I'm going to say for next week? You'll have to tune in, but it'll be a very big guest. Enjoy the sports world, smile, and don't take your fantasy sports too seriously because there's always another play.
Follow Kelsey on Twitter at The Real K Nelson. You've been listening to Listen In with KNN on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM Fox Sports Radio.